There was a nurse that came to church one day, and it just happened that the pastor's sermon was on the healing of Peter's mother-in-law. Some of you know that story from the Gospels. Well, it was a good sermon, but she had worked with healing people all week long, and so she was left kind of feeling a little empty. Well, that afternoon, she went out to her parents' house in the country. And her parents said, you know, we're going to church, we're having a Vesper service, why don't you come with us? So she went with them, and well, lo and behold, her pastor was guest preaching out at this particular church. And I bet you can't guess it, but his sermon was on the healing of Peter's mother-in-law. Well, again, you know, it's a good sermon, but she'd already heard a similar thing earlier. Well, that afternoon, she was driving home, and she remembered that there was a ecumenical service that afternoon in the downtown, and several combined choirs would be there, and she thought, well, maybe she would get what she needed there. So she got there, and sat down in the chair, and she opened a bulletin, and wouldn't you know it, her pastor was the guest preacher. And of course, again, he preached on the healing of Peter's mother-in-law. Is getting a little mileage out of that sermon. Well, the next day, she was on a bus going to work at the hospital, and one of the bus stops, her pastor got on the bus with her. And so they were talking a little bit, and as they're going down the road, an ambulance passed them on the way to the hospital. The pastor looks out the window and says, I wonder who's in that ambulance. And the lady said, well, I don't know, but I imagine that it's Peter's mother-in-law. Because she was sick all day yesterday. Well, we're not going to talk about Peter's mother-in-law today, but we are going to talk a little about Peter. Jesus spent about 3 years with his disciples, teaching them about the kingdom of God, teaching them about God's desire for humanity and how that was different than the religious establishment and what the rules and regulations they were passing out. And so he took them up to a place called Caesarea Philippi. It's really kind of, it's outside of the territory of Galilee. But it was ruled by one of Herod the Great's sons, just like the other territories were, Herod Philip. And it was up in that area that in ancient times, the Syrians worshipped the god Baal, B-A-A-L. There was about 16 temples or ruins of temples dedicated to Baal. In that area also, there was a cave in which the Romans believed the god Pan, the god of nature, had been born. It's also up in that area that the River Jordan begins. It comes up out of the rocks there and flows down. And it's also in that area at that time that there was a temple built by Herod the Great to Caesar. Therefore the name, Caesarea. Later on, Philip had improved on things, and so it was called Caesarea Philippi. It was a very religious area. Several great religions had been observed there. The god Pan, the god Caesar, the god Baal, the god of the Jews. And so in that sacred area, overwhelmed by the great beauty of the buildings, Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They said, some say you're Elijah. Remember, the Bible says Elijah had to return before the Messiah. Some said it was John the Baptist. There was that reincarnation thinking. John the Baptist had been so great, and they were a little scared that he was coming back. Some said that he was Jeremiah. Before the destruction of Jerusalem, Jeremiah was rumored to have taken the Ark of the Covenant somewhere and hid it. And so that would need to come back before the Messiah returned. Religiously, who do people say that I am in all of this religious atmosphere? But then Jesus asked a very haunting question. But who do you say that I am? To which Peter responds, you are the Messiah. You're the anointed one. You are the very Son of God. Then Jesus goes on to say that this is revealed to Peter by his Father, and that upon Peter, he will build his church. Now the name Peter is Petros, and the word for rock is Petra. It's a kind of play on words. We don't know exactly what that means, that Jesus would build his church upon Peter, but there's a couple explanations. One, because Peter is the first to declare Jesus to be the Son of God. He would be the first to be built upon. Many more would come along that would also confess Jesus as the Christ, but Peter was the first. Or it can mean that through this confession of faith is what Jesus is building his church upon, and we know that to be true as well. This confession of faith. And anyone who confesses that faith has the power to forgive sins or to retain sins. Jesus asked you and me that same question. But who do you say that I am? Not grandma, not mom or dad, not even the pastor. But who do you say that Jesus is? Was he just a prophet? A prophet who spoke about the end of times? Was he just a great teacher? Was he a miracle worker? Was he just a healer? But who do you say that Jesus is? And how you answer that question will determine whether God's church is built upon you as well. How do you spend your money? How do you spend your time? What's your attitude towards the church, towards the poor? What is your thoughts about the future? Are you positive or negative? Because even the gates of hell will not prevail against God's church. But who do we as a church say God is, Jesus is? Will determine our future as a congregation. To believe that God is calling us to certain ministries based on our confession of faith. Because the world will see us individually, us as a congregation, by our confession of faith. But who do you say that I am? I pray that by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you also might declare that Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of the living God. And that no matter what happens to you, because of that confession of faith, that you might have a power that goes beyond worldly understanding. That you might have a peace which pervades your very life in spite of the circumstances that come your way. And that you might have a holy hope in the resurrection of those who have preceded us in death, and a positive attitude towards your own eternal life. Jesus asks us that question, doesn't he? But who do you say that I am? May the Holy Spirit inspire your answer. Amen.